This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you should have the intoxication that Shiva, whom everyone worships, has become our father, and that we are now personally sitting in front of him. Question. Why do people ask God for forgiveness? Are they really forgiven? Answer. People believe that God will punish them through Dharmraj, the supreme judge, for the sins they have committed. This is why they ask for forgiveness. However, they have to suffer for their sins in the form of the suffering of karma. God does not give them any medicine. They have to experience punishment in the jail of a womb. They receive visions of the things they have done. Because you didn't follow God's directions, this is the punishment for it. Song. You wasted the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Om Shanti. Who said this? The spiritual father said this. He is the highest on high father. He is higher than all human beings and also higher than all souls. There is a soul in each one. You receive bodies in order to play your parts. You can now see how much regard there is for the bodies of the sannyasis, etc. People praise their gurus, etc. so much. This unlimited father is incognito. You children understand that Shiv Baba is the highest on high. There is no one higher than him. Dharmraj is with him. This is why people on the path of devotion ask for forgiveness. O God, forgive me. But what can God do? Here the government would put someone in jail. That Dharmraj will give punishment in the jail of a womb. The consequences of the actions performed have to be suffered, and this is called the suffering of karma. You now know who suffers for their actions and what happens. People say, O God, forgive me, remove my pain and sorrow, and grant me happiness. Does God give you medicine? He can't do anything, so why do they ask God for that? Because Dharmraj is also with God. When you do something wrong, there definitely has to be suffering for it. Punishment is received in the jail of a womb. Visions are given of everything you have done. Punishment would not be given without first showing you visions of what you did. There is no medicine, etc., in the jail of a womb. Punishment has to be experienced there. When they experience sorrow, they say, God, liberate me from this jail. In front of whom are you children now sitting? The Father is the highest on high, but he is incognito. Everyone else's body is visible, whereas here, Shiv Baba doesn't have his own hands or feet. Who would accept the flowers, etc.? If he wanted to, he would have to accept them through this one's hands. However, he doesn't accept anything from anyone. Just as Shankaracharya says that no one should touch him, So too the Father says, "How can I take anything from impure ones? I don't need flowers, etc." On the path of devotion, temples to Somneth, etc. are built and flowers are offered. However, I do not have a body of my own. How could anyone touch the soul? He says, "How can I accept flowers from impure beings? No one can even touch him. Impure ones are not allowed to touch him. Today they may be saying Baba, whereas tomorrow they would become the residents of hell. Baba wouldn't even look at such ones." The Father says, "I am the highest on high. According to the drama, I also have to uplift the sannyasis, etc. No one knows me at all. People worship Shiva, but they don't know that he is the God of the Gita and that he comes here to give us this knowledge." Sri Krishna's name has been put in the Gita. If Sri Krishna gave the knowledge, what would Shiva have been doing? Therefore, some people think that he never comes at all. But oh, you wouldn't call Sri Krishna the purifier. I am called the purifier. It is also only a few of you who are able to have so much regard. He remains so simple and explains, "I am the father of all the sages, etc. I am also the father of every single soul, even Shankaracharya, etc." Of course, the fathers of their bodies are physical, but I am the father of all souls. Everyone worships me. I am now sitting here personally in front of you. However, not all of you understand who it is you are sitting in front of. Souls have become used to being body conscious for birth after birth. Therefore, they are unable to remember the Father. They continue to look at bodies. If they became soul conscious, they would be able to remember that Father and follow his Srimat. The Father says, "Everyone is making effort to know me." Only those who become completely soul conscious by the end will pass. A little body consciousness will remain in the rest. The Father is incognito. You cannot give him anything. Daughters can go to the temples of Shiva to explain. It is you Kumaris who give Shiv Baba's introduction. Of course, there are both Kumars and Kumaris. Kumars must too have given the introduction to others. Mothers are especially uplifted, because they have done greater service than men. Therefore, you children should have a keen interest in doing service, just as there is a keen interest in other studies. Those are physical, whereas this is spiritual. By studying a physical education and learning drill, etc., you receive nothing. For instance, when a couple have a child, they would celebrate his naming on the sixth day with a lot of pomp and show, etc. But what would he receive? There isn't enough time for him to attain anything. Anyone who departs from here now would also have to take rebirth, but he would not be able to understand anything. Anyone who studied here and left his body would go and remember Shiv Baba in his next childhood, according to what he had learnt. This is a mantra. If you try to teach a small child, he is not going to understand anything about a tiny point, etc. He would simply say, Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. Remember Shiv Baba, and you will receive the inheritance of heaven. If you explain to him in this way, he would be able to go to heaven, but he wouldn't be able to claim a high status. There are many such children who come and continue to say, Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. Then their final thoughts will lead them to their destination. A kingdom is being established. People worship Shiva, but they don't know anything. Just as little children continue to say Shiva, Shiva, but don't understand anything, so here too people worship him, but don't have that recognition. Therefore, you should tell them, the one whom you worship is the ocean of knowledge, and he is the God of the Gita. He is teaching us. No other human beings in the world would say that Shiv Baba is teaching them Raj Yoga. Only you children know this, but nevertheless you forget it. God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga. Who said, God speaks? Lust is the greatest enemy and it has to be conquered. Renounce the old world. Hatha yogis are limited renunciates. That one is Shankaracharya and this one is Shivacharya, Shiva the teacher. He is teaching us. You cannot say Sri Krishna Acharya, that Krishna is a teacher. He is a small child. There is no need for this knowledge in the golden age. You children can do very good service wherever there are temples to Shiva. Go to Shiva's temples. If the mothers go there, that is good. But if the Kumaris go there, that is even better. Tell them, we now have to claim our fortune of the kingdom from Baba. The Father is teaching us, and we will then become emperors and empresses. The Father is the highest on high. No human beings could give us such teachings. This is the Iron Age. It was their kingdom in the Golden Age. How did they become king and queen? Who taught them Raj Yoga so that they became the masters of the Golden Age? The one whom you are worshipping is teaching us and making us into the masters of the Golden Age. Establishment takes place through Brahma, sustenance through Vishnu. Those who belong to an impure family path then go and belong to the pure family path. They say, Baba, make us impure ones pure. Purify us and make us into deities. There too it is a family path. They have no desire to become gurus of the path of isolation. You can become gurus of those who become pure. There are many such companions who don't get married for vice. Therefore, you children can do all of these types of service. Let there be this keen interest within you. Why should we not become Baba's worthy children and go and do such service? Destruction of the old world is in front of you. Shiv Baba says, Sri Krishna cannot exist here. He only comes once in the Golden Age. He cannot have the same features and the same name in another birth. In 84 births, he would have 84 features. Sri Krishna cannot teach this knowledge to anyone. How could that Sri Krishna come here? You now understand all of these things. For half of each cycle, you have very good births, and then the kingdom of Ravan begins. Human beings become absolutely like animals. They continue to fight and quarrel with one another. It is the birth of Ravan, is it not? However, it isn't that a soul takes 8.4 million births. There are so many varieties of species. But that doesn't mean that souls take that many births. The Father sits here and explains all of this. He is God, the highest on high. He teaches us, and this one is there next to him. If you do not study well, you become someone's maid or servant. Would you become a maid or servant of Shiv Baba? The Father explains, since you do not study, you will go and become maids or servants in the Golden Age. What would someone become if he doesn't do any service at all, but simply eats, drinks and sleeps? It comes into your intellect what you will become, and yet you feel, I will become an emperor. They won't even come in front of Baba. They understand for themselves what they would become, but they still don't feel any shame. They don't understand that they have to make progress and attain something for themselves. This is why Baba says, do not think that it is this Brahma who tells you these things. Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is telling you. You have to have regard for Shiv Baba. Dharamraj is with him. Otherwise a lot of punishment will have to be experienced from Dharamraj. Kumaris have to become very clever. It shouldn't be that you hear something here, but as soon as you go outside, it's all finished. There is so much expansion on the path of devotion. The Father now says, now renounce poison. Become residents of heaven. Create such slogans. Become courageous lionesses. You have found the unlimited Father. Therefore, why should you be concerned about anything else? The government does not believe in religion. So how would they come here to change from human beings into deities? They say, we don't believe in any specific religion. We consider everyone to be one and the same. In that case, why are you fighting and quarrelling? There is falsehood. And nothing but falsehood everywhere. There is not a trace of truth anywhere. The first lie begins with the lie of saying that God is omnipresent. There is no such religion as Hinduism. Christians have their own religion. They do not change themselves, their religion. It is only these people of Bharat who change their religion and say that they are Hindus. Just look at the names they give themselves. Sri Sri so-and-so. However, no one can be Sri, that is, elevated, at this time. No one can even give Srimat. Those are just their Iron Age directions. How can you say that that is Srimat? If you Kumaris become alert and active, you can explain to anyone. However, very good and clever Yogyukt daughters are needed. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to make progress, remain engaged in doing the Father's service. Simply to eat, drink and sleep means to lose your status. 2. Have regard for the Father and his teachings. Make full effort to become soul conscious. Imbibe the Father's teachings and become a worthy and obedient child. 3. Blessing. May you be a Yogyukt and Yuktiyukt server and remain beyond while doing service. Those who are Yogyukt and Yuktiyukt servers remain constantly beyond while doing service. It is not that they are unable to become bodiless because they have a lot of service to do. When you remember that it is not your service, but that the Father has given it to you, you will remain free from bondage. Practice, I am a trustee, I am free from bondage. At times that are extreme, practice the Karmatit stage, your final stage. Just as you control the traffic of your thoughts every now and then, in the same way, at times that are extreme, experience the final stage, and you will be able to pass with honours in the final moments. Slogan: good wishes transform reasons into solutions. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Purity is the speciality of your special Brahmin birth. Pure thoughts are food for your Brahmin intellect. Pure drishti is the light of your Brahmin eyes. Pure actions are the special business of your Brahmin life. Pure relationships and connections are a code of conduct in your Brahmin life. Don't labour in adopting something that is so elevated. Don't adopt these things by force. This purity is the blessing of your life. Om Shanti.